Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time and a lot of big stuff, including today is the day, the one day of the year we crown the caller of the year. You can vote, and not as many votes cast as I thought, even though one has a fairly good lead, as we were seeing yesterday in the semifinal match. Just go to my Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, and we'll get you going. And again, there are just at least dozens of great callers, but these are the two that have winnowed down. I know they're politicking out there. We may hear from them. The vote closes at 2:30 exactly. So if you want to vote, you got to vote over the next couple of hours or be shut out again this year. I told you yesterday, we have Guy Shiraki coming on. It amazes me that Tony Fabrizio, he is the president's pollster. He's not just some guy. In a poll released yesterday, says that the Republican Party at this point in time is in big trouble. And let me explain the upside. And again, some people then think that's enough. I don't. The upside, it just came down today, economic news. The economy in the third quarter grew by 4.3%. The projections were 3.2%. Inflation, at least the report we had last week, was down to 2.7% from a projection a few tenths of a point at least above that. Real wages are up, meaning what you're actually making, not just the dollar amounts given inflation, 3.5%. So what's the problem then? You could take that attitude, and sometimes the Trump administration seemingly takes that attitude. The president seems offended. I'm doing all these things. Why would people be telling me about affordability? Well, because that's what they're experiencing as we head toward Christmas. I don't know about Christmas cutbacks. Somebody out there will say, well, look at all the spending on Christmas. They couldn't be doing that badly. I'm not saying people are destitute, but there is a sense that they expect it a year in to put more of this behind them of what Biden did. So those are all tremendous economic numbers. But try telling economic numbers to people versus what they believe they're experiencing. So the only missing piece in this, and it revolves around one guy, the president, is to acknowledge that, point to Biden, acknowledge what people feel they're experiencing now, point to the future. I can't wait for January 1st. The Republicans with the big, beautiful bill have not messaged it. I believe in it, including the thing that I'm really looking forward to, among other things, is the school choice part of it, where these pathetic Democrat governors like Josh Shapiro are going to have to say, do they give people choice or do they stand with the teachers' unions and with progressives? I think he'll stand with the teachers' unions and progressives. So when you hear this economic data, do you want to swing to the camp and say, no, just let the president do these tours? Don't acknowledge this. Why should he? Because we want to win. The message, the fundamentals and what's going to happen in the new year are there. But that doesn't mean you still don't have to sell it, acknowledge it, bond with it. Why is that so hard to accept? Well, I said, I don't want to do that. Why? Maybe you can call and tell me why. Why do you reject that? Too touchy-feely? What I'm saying is the media is not going to do it. The media is going to find anything they can, of course, to try to move away from that. So this Fabrizio guy said that yesterday, and then he came up, and this is out of left field, with the issue that Republicans want to pounce on, AI. He says that parents want their kids shielded as AI moves forward. Bullying, sexual content, a whole bunch of stuff, suicidal stuff. Okay. He says pass national laws, do it that way and own that. I'm in favor of the states doing this. I don't trust the national level. Look at the TikTok stuff. How? Remember when everyone was against TikTok and suddenly at the presidential level, we kept on putting it off? Which one is it? But that's when he says Republicans is the issue to jump on. Now, Guy Shiraki's involved a lot with this, or written about it at least. He'll be here at 12:30, and we'll talk with him about what he thinks they ought to do on this. Is it really that potent of an issue? I don't see it that way. Look, Democrats are feeling good about themselves, and here's why. They finally have a word, they finally have a theme, and that's what they're going to run on. They don't feel they need anything else. Well, let's put it this way. They have nothing else to go to. And the theme is affordability. And the energy is, we hate Trump. And we're going to get out there because we can't tear him apart, but we're going to tear every Republican apart. So how do you counter that? You have great stuff going on and more is going to kick in. I just think a bit of acknowledging how people are feeling. I think Vance did well when he was here in Pennsylvania. That's all I'm asking. Is that too much? Yes, we don't like that. We don't want to do that. That's giving in, is it? It's about one thing, getting over the finish line 11 months from now, winning. That's all that it's about. That's the only thing that matters to continue this. Anything else is secondary. So we have all that good news. He says, jump onto AI. I don't see that. The other thing that the Trump administration did that I really like yesterday, now on various grounds, including these things mess up radar, we are getting rid of not only the ones in our Jersey Shore, that's already been taken care of, but we're getting rid of all these offshore wind nonsense things. Now, some of it is President Trump just doesn't like the look of windmills. They're ugly. I agree. I wouldn't want to be near a windmill. The Kennedys didn't want to. George Clooney didn't want. Any number of these people did not want to. And I get why. So now in New York, this really hurts Hochul, who running for governor had made a deal, essentially. She put in one pipeline for natural energy, natural gas, and she expected to keep all this wind stuff going on. It's the offshore wind stuff. We've been through that battle here. We know all the promises they made with that. We know how flawed they are in Jersey. We know what they did to the whales, and they didn't care. They don't care a bit. They want to say that we're practicing fake science and bringing all kinds of nonsense. We beat them on that so far. And yes, the emotionality of the whales helped. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Sad news, Ben Sasse, a guy who I thought would be a major contender for president someday. Remember him? First, he was the top tier senator from Nebraska. Then he was pretty outspoken when he became a college president in the right way. Announces he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer and says he knows he's going to die and it's pretty imminent. This guy was a real force at one point in time. Okay, let me give you the side question. We got some great people coming by today. Do vote in the caller of the year. So by happenstance, I was going to do it yesterday, but John's family, John producing today along with Sean, owns a tree farm. And I've noticed this last year. Last year was the first year Ro and I noticed it. Now, maybe it was out there before that. Let's not get involved in the weeds. And we went to the place where we got a tree, and they punched this hole underneath the big branch, the the trunk of the tree. And from that, you have this stand that's unique. It's a spike, and you just stick it into it. Never been more relieved than all the nonsense we have with old stands. So we were disappointed they were out of trees when we went on Saturday. That's well ahead for us of the year. And we're thinking, oh, man, we're going to have to. Nope, the next place we went to, they had it too. So it seems to be more prominent, although there was a run on the stands. I would say get yours and forget all those bad old days. Where we bought it, the guy said, yeah, this saved a lot of marriages. So last year I mentioned this, and we call it a great small invention. Not so much just in size, but it's something that makes life better, but not necessarily something that's going to cure cancer, something that's going to put a rocket on the moon. It's not that type of thing. We're looking for a great invention, and try to be within the last 50 years, that is a great small invention. For example, I was telling John, producer, that the Post-it note, you and I could have invented the Post-it note. The guy said, yeah, what if we put the right amount of glue on there, or whatever it is, so it doesn't stick totally, but it sticks enough that it's in front of you, and you see it, then you rip it off when you're done. The Post-it note. I always cite that one as just a great small invention. There's many of them that are involved in the home or cooking or something like that. So something that you think dazzles, and it just makes life easier. It solves a problem. I mean, isn't that with the Shark Tank, essentially? Some kind of service, some kind of product, that Scrub Daddy, whatever it's called. From the Philadelphia guy. I don't know if they've sold a billion, but it must be pretty close. I think we had them on at one point. So hit us with that, 855-839-1210. Get your name into the hat. We only have 4 days this week due to Christmas, and on Friday, we pull the winner for a big prize. All right, John, you're first up. What's yours?
I got to go with mouth tape, Dom.
Okay.
Mouth tape is the best. It is. I sleep so much better. And I don't wake up with a gross taste in my mouth. Mouth tape is a lifesaver for me.
Mouth
and I feel like
tape?
Anybody.
Wait a minute, I should go back. What the heck is mouth tape?
So mouth tape is what you should tape it over your mouth while you sleep, because a lot of people sleep with their mouth open, and that's apparently that's not good for you, but it also, it helps you not to snore, and I'm somebody that I do snore, so okay. It's been a big help to me. I think it's amazing.
Oh, man, I can't imagine tape in my mouth. What if somebody has a show for me to do at that point? All right, mouth tape. That is in the genre, though. That's exactly it. How about you, Sean?
Having just gotten a new phone last night, okay. I'm really thankful for a phone case. They, like, because yeah, phones...
Great small invention, sure.
Yeah, because phones are just all glass these days, and I mean these days, for the past like 10, 20 years. But it's just because I'm so clumsy, it helps.
All right, that is a great small invention. That's what we're looking for. Do vote in the caller of the year. Go to my Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. We'll give you the first update here on that. You can vote only up until 2:30. Guy Shiraki is going to be with us. We're going to talk with Evan Baketo, Young Republicans of Philadelphia. Now, the first time I had him on, you know what it was about? Affordability. His name was in the paper along with other young Republicans. And some of these guys were in their early 20s. Their affordability was not being able to take the girlfriend out enough or to the right place. Affordability coming our way even then. Look, Democrats have control of the word now. The economic message of Trump is very good. All we need to do is acknowledge this and then message as it builds up, hopefully pretty quickly, all the good stuff coming from the big, beautiful bill. All right, let's hope by, say, March, a lot of those gains are in play. And then when people see no tax on tips and everything else, what's so hard about recognizing that people are feeling affordability? They're feeling the word. That's why stop with the emails. Call in. Be a man or woman. Stop with the emails. Well, those were blue states. Oh, shut up with that stuff. You want to win or not? I realize. I think I don't realize Virginia. Well, Youngkin won there. And Jersey is a red state, ultimately. You just want to say the affordability has nothing to do with it. Come on. Just come on. You don't want to win hard enough. What are you giving up by just throwing a bone? Throw a bone to it. Acknowledge it and say, I know you're feeling this. It's the remnants from Biden. That's true. Now, if you don't want to go into, well, you know, a year, I said this in a year, and it's not a year yet, and these things are kicking in. They're all true. It's just an acknowledgement. That's all. Nope, we don't want to do that. Okay. And all these facts and figures that I gave you, I think are true. Problem is, America doesn't believe they're feeling it yet. Acknowledge it for now, and then pounce when we start to see the infusion in the new year of all these policies that are set up to really have things moving forward. What's the matter with that plan? Don't email. Just don't do it. Call it and tell me. Let people hear you. Convince us. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. Hit us on the side question. Call's coming straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Get in early. A lot of people hitting me with emails. Our buddy Ron, who, boy, I haven't heard from him in a while. The TV remote control. Yes, that is a great small invention. Yeah, I don't know if it can be beaten for convenience. Imagine a world without TV remotes or voice remote or anything. Maybe someday we'll have thought remote. Change it to CNN. No, that thought is not working. Can't do that. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. All right, so Robert has opened up a pretty good lead. Robert of Bensalem in his big match with David of Lexington. But as you know, yesterday, this voting, these guys are politicking out there. It turns on a dime. And we only have just about 2 hours left to vote to 2:30, and we'll have the winner for the year. And yesterday, the voting in the semifinal with Joe and David of Lexington, I think, was up there around 600 votes or something, Henry told me. So it's a pretty substantial vote so far in the final. Hit us with that, 855-839-1210. You can get in. And hit us with that all-time small invention. All right. My stance is throw it a bone. This economic news is good. Over the horizon, I will be shocked if with all this in the big, beautiful bill, not just does the economy do well, but the American people feel better. But again, just acknowledge. Nope. And there are people that like that. Why? Well, you're not giving in to them. They should just grow up and read the economy. It's we went through this with Biden. Biden deserves just unbelievable blame for this, the calamity that he created. And we're digging out of it and all that stuff. I know that gas prices are about $2.79, but that doesn't mean the other things that Americans are experiencing, they feel they can afford. You really don't want to tell them to shut up, do you? Let's go to Martin in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Martin.
I agree with you partly. I agree with you 100% about the throwing the bone is not enough. I felt that the Democrats lost the last election, except for throwing a guy in that had dementia and saying you'll vote for him and like it. 0.15% of the people did not like it, and that's why we have Trump. But you have to tell the truth. They didn't tell the truth about how hard life was for people. And if you're going to sit here today and tell people life is great and it's only going to get better, what's going to happen in the midterms is what's going to happen.
Okay, well, wait a minute, though. Would you agree it is better? And I would say verging on much better. It's not?
No.
Well, then you're misrepresenting what happened in the Biden years, Martin. It is better.
No. No, I think Biden was terrible. And right. I'm not aligning blame right now. I'm just saying I'm not aligning any blame on Trump at all, if you want to go there, other than, you know, I think the tariffs, I think they're going to close one third of the farms in this country, which was basically the way it looks. And we're losing everything. Prices are through the roof on everything. We have no trade. We have no allies. We have no people coming here for vacations or anything else.
Well wait a minute, though. We're bringing in literally trillions of dollars in investment from all these countries around the world.
Well, let's look at Saudi Arabia. They say how many trillion? We're going to bring in a trillion. And yet, if you look at their GDP, it's actually less than the amount they say they're going to bring in here. I'm calling BS.
Okay, I'm calling BS on your BS. I think you're going way too far. If you want to say they're inflating a bit here, okay, yes. We could go point by point. But it is a massive amount of investment. The question is, not only how soon will it kick in, but will it pump things up quickly enough before the midterms? Thank you, Martin, very much. Come on. It is better. Yeah, you can say that. But it's not a golden age. It's not look at all these numbers and all. Just acknowledge people are having trouble with affordability. And look, it is all hands on deck. I give an A to the Trump administration. Once they took a look at the results of what happened in Virginia and on affordability became the buzzword, they immediately have gone up and down the line trying to cut cost. But part of it is acknowledging the people, you know, I realize what's going on here, but it is better. It is better than under Biden. It would almost have to be better. There's just no way around that. And the investment is real. You know, is it overkill? Some of the stuff President Trump says? Yes. Do I think in the end it will be $10 trillion or something like that? No, I don't think it will. But it is massive. Does it happen quickly enough? It takes a while. And does the effect happen quickly enough? To be seen. We're in a race here to get this done. But the big, beautiful bill is going to kick in. And I think people are going to be very happy with refunds, potentially, that might be substantial. Hassett, the chief economist who might be the Fed guy, has been out the last couple of days talking about everybody in the cabinet is tasked with coming up solutions to the housing issues. Okay, I think that has to be premier. That's something Trump really ought to be able to deal with. As far as the healthcare thing, most states seem to be extending the coverage, so Republicans still have a window. Well, what are they going to do with that window on health care? And I don't see how they're getting out of that. Grocery store prices are the most difficult. Once you inflate them, draining that is problematic. It's not just about gas and energy and all. That's going great, $2.79 gas. And we should acknowledge that. But you got to acknowledge what people are telling you. Maybe you believe that they're not really telling you. That's just the media doing that. See, I believe they are experiencing that. And I don't understand touting your own record, attacking Biden, all on board. Just acknowledge it. That can't be done? Sure it can. That's the ticket. Now, this guy Fabrizio with the AI stuff, this is the president's chief pollster, touting big time. Is that really the issue Republicans are going to catapult on? And I am against the so-called national standards. I think they're phony. I much prefer what they're going to do state by state on this. That's what he's touting. That's his big poll out yesterday. He also says if it were held today, Republicans would lose. I believe that. They have a little bit of energy. Look, they have nothing economically, but they do have ownership perceptually of affordability now. And they do have Democrats just seething to tear Trump apart. Will that hold to November? You know, we still have 11 months. That's a lifetime. I'd say yes. That's how crazy it is. So what's the counter? Well, the counter is the same thing he did. Now, Susie Weil saying they're going to run this not as a district by district. They're going to run this as a national race, and they're going to say it's not the Republican Party, it's the Trump Party. You're voting for Trump. Will that sink down to these Trump voters? It's worth a shot. I still think it takes personal appeal from the president telling them what they have to do and calling them out a bit. Is that doable? That's what the secret sauce is. It's President Trump himself. You know it and I know it. That's what happened in Jersey and that's what happened in Virginia. They were inspired to come out by hatred. That's where it's coming from. And people like Jack Cittarelli just, yeah, I can't tell you how bad I feel for Jack Cittarelli. Any number of people now, you know, attacking. He's, if he ran again, I'd have to take a look at that and support him potentially. Well, he lost three times. He really put the fear of God in Murphy. And this time around, he's a victim of just circumstances. What could he have done in this? It's obvious. Those people didn't come out and vote. And the other side, they came out en masse because they want to tear Trump apart. And they can't. So this is their reason to do it. They're crazed. And they're going to be again in the midterms. All right, let's get into the side question. Virginia in Wayne, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Virginia.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Have a great Christmas. What do you have on the side today?
The side, I suggest a ballpoint pen.
Okay, explain. It's all in the call.
Well, you know, the reason why is that, you know, today, yes, we have electronic signatures, and but the tax collectors locally still want checks signed with, you know, pens. They don't take credit cards for, you know, your
sure.
school tax
no,
and your county
yeah, the
tax.
Ballpoint pen is a great move
great
forward.
Invention.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the up until the 1970s, people were still using fountain pens.
Yes.
Where you had to, you know,
yeah, exactly.
fill the pen with ink, or then they invented cartridges. So,
oh, my God. Yes. The ballpoint pen is very good. Have a nice Christmas, Virginia. Put that guy one down, guys. That's potential. Great small inventions are things that really make life more convenient. I'm telling you, this we got the tree up, I'd say, in under 3 minutes. And that's with Roe having to steer the bottom part, you know, and me having to pinpoint it over target. Now, if they come up with a device in which I can see the target better, like a bombardier. John, what's the best-selling tree at the tree farm this year?
Fraser firs.
What are Fraser firs? Where do you get them from?
We get them from the Poconos.
All right. And you one of you guys are not. Now, I paid $85 for a tree. Henry.
That's a good deal.
Yes. Got gouged for $150.
That's crazy. Our trees, a 6 to 7 foot Fraser will run you about $100, which is cheap.
So is that the over and under point of purchase for people? $100 at this point?
Yeah, I'd say so. After higher than 8 feet, the prices go significantly up. Like a 7 to 8 foot Frazier is 115, but an 8-9 is 185.
Yeah, what are you doing with an 8 foot tree? Is Wilt Chamberlain coming out? I mean,
hey, I mean, somebody paid $700 for a 16 foot tree this year.
At your farm?
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's these guys.
It's the Newtown people.
Now, how is the tree? Oh, that's right. Yes, I got you. the Makefields probably, too.
Yeah.
But how is it? This would be an example of a disposable purchase. I mean, you're selling trees, but are you selling them for around 100 or are people trying to go lower?
Yeah, so every tree in our field, because the Frasers we can't grow here, every tree in the field is 105.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're not trying to gouge people. We're just trying to get what they're worth, you know?
Well, what's the profit margin on an average tree in your experience?
I'd say a profit 40%, give
40%?
Or take.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good amount.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. All right. Guy Shiraki's next. He has been doing a lot of work around this AI stuff. Is this Tony Fabrizio right? This is the issue Republicans ought to glom onto. Now, AI is a huge issue. If you just ask me one side or another, I'm on the side that says this is leading to huge trouble. You're going to make, oh, look at what, someday you're going to be going to AI like a doctor. Right. I root against the computer. When the computer was on Jeopardy, I'm on the ground begging the computer to blow up, to be beaten. I am the biggest enemy of self-driving cars. Now, maybe a person with a disability. All right, I get that. But other than that, why are we self-driving cars? Oh, yeah, nothing can go wrong. Yeah, right. Famous last words. Have I seen Terminator? What was it? Terminator 3 too much, where they realize that they can launch and do whatever they want and they're ready to go. Last guy, Shiraki, this, and Fabrizio is the Trump guy telling Republicans seize this issue and pass national standards. I'm saying the national standards they pass will be weak. They're a fugazi. And they're doing it because you have a lot of the tech bros and others who want phony national standards as they do whatever they want with AI. 855-839-1210. I'm going to ask Guy, too. What's the biggest upside so far with AI? I don't trust any of it. I think humans are better. I don't trust the best example I can give you. Yes, if I were coaching the Eagles, I wouldn't coach them. I'd rather coach basketball. Am I looking at analytics? Yes. Am I going by that? No. It's the eye test, the gut test. I don't care how many AIs tell me to draft Ben Simmons. I'm not even saying his name. A guy who won't shoot, AI, pick him, generational. He won't shoot, AI.
He can't shoot.
Well, we know that. And he won't shoot on top of it. Not even the threat to shoot. All right. I even lost a foul shooting bet to Spike Eskin because of that. I took 65% he would shoot, thinking it was a sure thing. Spike won. He didn't collect yet. 855-839-1210.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Guy Shiraki is a fellow with the Commonwealth Foundation, author at Broad and Liberty, and you see him, too, on Inside Story, usually in the seat that I sit in. and at all of our events. Guy has been thinking a lot and written somewhat about AI, and it just struck me, out of all things, as Tony Fabrizio comes up with, AI is the issue to own. Let's go to Guy on Talk Radio 1210. So, Guy, did that seem strange to you? I see him doing something here because he wants to nationalize this, and there's a lot of money in it. If they can put up phony regulations nationally and avoid the states.
Dom, I think that Tony's tapping, whatever his other motives, Tony's tapping into, I think, what everything comes down to, which is people are anxious. And they're anxious because the economy hasn't turned around. They're anxious because of AI. And there's a lot we could talk about with AI, but it really stems from this. It's an unknown that for most people makes them anxious. For some tech people, for entrepreneurs, for big thinkers, it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's even a national security necessity, because much like with nuclear weapons or having a navy, the 21st century, the battle with China will be who has the command in AI. But at a basic level, I think people in their homes are concerned about AI, whether it's what it means for their jobs, what it means to utility bills, but also for their kids. And sitting in the famed Dom Giordano chair at Inside Story, I mean, last week we discussed it. And as you may know, Australia took a similar step, not quite AI, but a similar step in that they're banning social media platforms to anyone who's a minor. And I think what Tony's tapping into is this sense with parents is that we're feeling as though we're losing control over our kids and the values and the information and the images that they see, and people are looking for help. So I think the AI issue is just another one of those things that it's Tony's attempt to say Republicans should empathize with the fact that people are anxious.
Well, if it were broader on the affordability thing, I would be much more there. So, Guy, you and I think are in step on this. How do we approach the president to get him to show empathy on this without violating in his own mind, and I guess some Trump supporters giving in to the media and whatever, because today's number, the third quarter, you look at these things, and I believe the big, beautiful bill, slowly but surely, it's not going to be just all at once. It's going to really help. What's the messaging to get him to see, just throw a bone to this, tell people, acknowledge it?
I agree with you. Look, I think it's a mix of things. I think it's let Trump be Trump, but I think it's J.D. Vance. And I think it's the lesson from the Biden administration. Look, you and I go back. I mean, a lesson from the Bush administration. Charts and graphs and smart people in tweed blazers with billboards, charts and graphs. That's not what convinces people. That's not what convinces folks. People are still experiencing concern. They're looking at their paychecks. They're looking at the grocery bills. They're looking at their energy bills. They've done Christmas shopping for family and friends. So first is you do need to empathize. And I don't think there's anything wrong with Trump, with the president. You don't need to apologize. You can say, this is an enormous task. And we're still learning to this day of the waste, fraud, and abuse in the government that has caused this inflation. Look, affordability is just the Democrats' word for inflation and boils it down to a much more common sense. Again, they beat us to the punch. It's not inflation that bothers us. That's intangible. Affordability bothers us. I want to be able to buy groceries. I want to be able to heat my home. I want to be able to help. I want to be able to help my daughter buy her first house. And all these things are no longer affordable. So I think first, Trump has to have empathized. Second, he can say, there are things we've done. We've lowered the cost of energy. We've lowered the cost of some groceries. We're working on things as basic as eggs and meat to make them more affordable. But he has to follow up with two things. One is, we are not done. And second, my fellow Americans, who do you trust to fix this? The people who spent 4 years with the spending and the regulations and the mandates that caused this problem, or the people that in a year have begun to turn the corner? And I think the 26th election has to be that question to the voters is, who do you trust? The job is not done. Who do you trust to fix it? The people who've begun to make a difference or the people who caused the problem?
That is extremely well put, Guy. I agree. And that's where Mondani comes in. I hope the failure is as swift as I think it will be. I hope it's cartoonish. I hope it's uproarious, because he's the one, let's give him credit, who said affordability forever, and what he's planning to do. And I think he's going to do it right out of the gate. That's going to be helpful in our story to tell for the midterms, I think.
Oh, look, I agree. Look, let's go back to 2015, 2016. There was a sense that things were not right in the economy. There was a sense that things were not right in society. And look, let's be honest. We were at a knife's edge. There were many Americans, including thousands, if tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, who had stopped participating in elections because they thought it didn't matter. They felt anxious. They felt detached. Government was too big. Big business was too big. Nobody cared. We were on a knife's edge. The answer was Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. And if the Democratic Party, if the oligarchy that runs the Democratic Party had not shoved aside Bernie Sanders, we could have had an American experiment in socialism. It is nothing short of a miracle that in essence, the Democratic Party almost did us a blessing, because there were a whole bunch of voters who felt anxious and felt as though nobody was listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump weighed in with capitalism and energy independence and building up manufacturing and trying to restore pride. The alternative would have been handouts, rent control, government health care, government rent, government transportation. And we're very fortunate. And here we are all these years later, and that's the fundamental issue. We all know that it costs too much to buy a house. It costs too much to rent a house. Groceries cost too much. Medicine costs too much. The question is, the answer, more government and more spending and more regulation, or reducing government spending, reducing government regulation, and trusting the free market and letting Americans be consumers. I think it's that basic, and Mondami's going to show us this in bright, vivid colors as he talks about rent control, government grocery stores. The answer to the way to make vegetables less expensive is not for the government to subsidize what they really cost. It's to lower the cost of energy. It's to get the EPA out of the way, making the lives of farmers miserable. It's to not let other mm-hmm. countries dump their produce here and undercut our farmers. It's the Trump strategy that long-term will help America, and it's going to be a contrast to sort of the Bernie Sanders Mondami version.
Now, I like the attempt. I'm not sure if it's the right way, but okay, I'll try it. Susie Wiles, of all people, saying yesterday, along with Fabrizio, we're going to nationalize this election. She didn't say what I'm saying. It's the Trump party now. It's Trump against the Democrats, not individual congressional seats. So at least they're sensitive to my most sensitive spot. The other side is energized. Hatred, I don't care what anyone says, sometimes can last a pretty long period of time. This is Philadelphia, we know. And Guy, what is our counter? A bunch of Trump voters, a sliver of them, maybe a big sliver, who want to sit on the couch unless he's on the ballot. Can he say, I am on the ballot? It's the Trump party.
I agree with Susie Wiles. I agree with your assessment. Look, we don't have to speculate. We not only, all of us in the Delaware Valley can look to New Jersey. Come back and look at Pennsylvania. This is fact, not speculation. This is not a test. This is not AI. This is real life. 2025. Democratic turnout was 9.1% higher than Republicans. In a state that's essentially a purple state, where the two parties are almost identical, the Democrats have a hair more registered voters. But if Democratic turnout is 9.1% higher, if their intensity, their fever, their fervor, their hatred is that much higher, we cannot win next year. We can't beat Josh Shapiro. We can't protect Ryan McKenzie, Brian Fitzpatrick, Rob Bresnahan. So I agree with them. The president has to make it personal. He has to say, this is about me. And look, I think two questions. One is what I said earlier. The work to fix our economy, to make America stronger, to make America great again, is not done. We've started. Who do you trust to finish the job? The people that created it, or the people like me who are working to fix it, to get energy prices down, to work on our groceries, to rebuild our manufacturing? Second, do you want the next 2 years to be about fixing the economy and making America great again, or do you want impeachment hearings? Because that's what's coming next. The articles of impeachment have already been filed by the crazy members of Congress. Do you want to spend the next year shutting down this government while they do partisan games? To me, those are the two questions. And if the election is about those two questions, Republicans win. Who do you trust to fix the economy? The people that broke it or the people trying to fix it? And do you want the next 2 years about fixing the economy or partisan impeachment hearings? From Chrissy Houlihan to Josh Shapiro to the Dean of Decency, they should all have to answer that question. What is 2027 going to be about, fixing the economy or partisan politics? The president's going to have to go out and barnstorm. He's going to have to go to Scranton, the Lehigh Valley, Pittsburgh, Ohio, Tennessee, you know, North Carolina, everywhere. He's going to have to campaign like he's campaigning for president and make it that crystal clear. And you know what? It's not a stretch. It's not rhetoric. It's reality. Do we want to fix this economy or do we want to play partisan games?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I like Marty Young. I think he's got a few really good angles there with Chrissy Houlihan, including Houlihan has gone not Hollywood, but Washington, concerned with national issues. Not the everyday, and really drilling down to what you know out there in Chester County.
Yeah, I agree. Look, Marty is the conservative's Chrissy Houlihan. By that, I mean every box she checks in her life story when she wants to give a speech at a chamber event, Marty actually has done it. He has served in combat. He has actually created businesses and saved businesses. He has lived in the community. So as Chrissy talks about military service, and that's fine, Marty has combat service. She talks about the economy. Her business service was running a sweatshop in China to sell and want sneakers cheaper than Nike sneakers. Marty has saved businesses and turned them around. And I think the focus on the economy and day-to-day issues, and you and I know it, I've written about it as part of the shift in Democrats in the suburbs. They're no longer quiet moderates. They're loud progressives. And it nothing more embodies it than her shouting at the Speaker of the House and then doing this juvenile, actually dangerous video suggesting to servicemen and women that they disobey orders. Chrissy Houlihan 2 years ago would have never done that. She not only feels secure in this seat, but now her horizons are much bigger. And all of us are paying the price for it because she's moving further left and becoming more detached. Marty's the antidote for that. He's a good man doing it for the right reasons, and I hope he gets a fair hearing from the voters, because I think if he does, he offers a great alternative.
Exactly. Where do we find all things Guy Shiraki? Where should people go, Guy?
PA Suburbs Guy on Twitter X and Broad and Liberty and Real Clear Pennsylvania. Some of my latest columns, and the most recent one, Dom, is far less political. It is about the reason for Christmas, and I hope folks take a moment, especially this week, and pause and take a look at that. So thanks, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the new year as we wrestle with AI and the economy. But the rest of this week, it's about Christmas.
Absolutely. Thank you, Guy, very much. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, too. You and Rob, take care.
Guy Shiraki here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. Yeah, the word inflation is just not a word. It's just a kind of affordability. And Mandani, to his credit, well, I think he's going to find it's impossible for people, many people, to essentially live, not just survive, but to live and do some things that you want in New York. It's too expensive. Then the question becomes why? He says capitalism. I'd say overregulation, all the restrictions, the taxation, and everything else that go into it. That's why you can't live in New York. 855-839-1210. Hey, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Halls sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, you'll save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. You know that, right? RES-Q.com or call a rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online at RES-Q.com for up to 78% off this holiday season.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with Heather Torno. Met her at the big event in Wildwood. Remember that back in October? We thought things were going great. She is founded a chapter of the South Jersey Turning Point USA. I think she's back from the big Charlie Kirk event, the first since his assassination. And some of the infighting was unbelievable. We'll talk to her about that, but also a little pivot with that. It seems with younger people, a lot of religious fervor, more than we would expect. But I want to ask you about Midnight Mass where you are. Midnight Mass used to be a big deal, and then it got curtailed because maybe, A, people didn't want to do it, or a lot of people were showing up drunk. And they were having difficulty with it. Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve. We'll revisit that. Now, in the caller of the year, we're down to just about an hour and a half. Robert in Ben Salem has about a, 48-vote lead here. They're big numbers. They're starting to churn up. Does David have that 11th-hour swing that he had yesterday? We'll see. Is it like Richard Daley? They're holding those votes back. All you have to do is go to at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210, and you can hit us with your vote. One race to vote on, either Robert of Ben Salem or David of Lexington. Two of the all-timers. I mean, two who are incredible every day almost. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that great small invention on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.